Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking move that bridges continents, Norwich City FC has teamed up with Chennaiyin FC in a strategic partnership, marking the English club's inaugural venture into the bustling football scene of Asia. This three-year collaboration is set to ignite a fusion of cultures, ideas, and footballing philosophies, aiming to reshape the landscape of the sport on both ends. The partnership is meticulously crafted to bolster mutual growth and innovation, setting the stage for friendly matches, training camps, and cultural exchange programs that promise to enrich the footballing tapestry of both clubs. At the heart of this collaboration is the exchange of knowledge, technical expertise, coaching methodologies, and player development strategies. This exchange is not just about improving the game on the pitch, but also about building a stronger, more interconnected football community. A unique aspect of this partnership is the leadership at the helm of both clubs. Women entrepreneurs lead Norwich City, FC, and Chennaiyin FC, bringing a fresh perspective to the footballing world. Their shared focus on nurturing local talent and leveraging the universal appeal of football to make a positive impact underscores the progressive nature of this partnership. While the ink is still drying on the financial aspects of the deal, both clubs are clear about their priorities. The essence of this agreement transcends monetary gains, focusing instead on the long-term footballing benefits that such a partnership can yield. This approach highlights a commitment to the sport's growth and the development of players, coaches, and communities involved. In a turn of events that has rippled through the financial and sports worlds, British billionaire Joe Lewis, aged 87, finds himself at the centre of an insider trading scandal in New York. Lewis has been handed a $5 million fine and a three-year suspended sentence after admitting to sharing secrets about publicly traded companies. This case sheds light on the activities of one of the UK's wealthiest individuals, whose actions have now led to significant financial and personal consequences. Joe Lewis, with a fortune exceeding $6 billion, did not personally profit from the illegal trades he facilitated. His decision to share confidential company information with friends, employees, and even the pilots of his private plane has resulted in $50 million in financial penalties. The prosecution's recommendation for a lenient sentence took into account his declining health and the absence of personal gain from these activities. The repercussions of Lewis's actions extend beyond the courtroom. The scandal has prompted Tottenham's chairman, Daniel Levy, to consider selling a stake in the football club. This move is aimed at attracting new investment and realising the club's long-term potential. Meanwhile, Lewis's co-defendant, Patrick O'Connor, has also pleaded guilty, signalling a broader impact of the case. Another co-defendant, Brian Marty Waugh, remains steadfast in his innocence, with a trial scheduled for June. In 2022, Lewis stepped back from the management of Tottenham and officially retired. His conviction now means a significant personal loss. He cannot return to the US to see his family. This story not only highlights the legal boundaries crossed, but also underscores the personal and professional fallout for one of the UK's most prominent businessmen. In a long-awaited conclusion to an 18-year search for justice, 75-year-old Piran Dita Khan has been convicted of the murder of PC Sharon Beshnevsky during a brazen armed robbery in 2005. This marks the end of a harrowing chapter for the victim's family and colleagues, bringing a sense of closure to a case that has lingered in the public consciousness for nearly two decades. Khan, identified as the mastermind behind the robbery, successfully evaded capture by fleeing to Pakistan shortly after the crime. It wasn't until last year that he was extradited back to the UK, facing the consequences of his actions. Prosecutors made it clear during the trial that Khan was not just a participant, but played a pivotal role in planning the robbery. His awareness and approval of the use of firearms in the crime were critical in establishing his guilt in the murder of P.C. Beshenivsky. While Khan's conviction closes the case on the gang responsible for the robbery, the journey to this point has been complex. Three other men connected to the raid have served their sentences and have been released. However, the identity of the actual shooter has been a point of contention. Yusuf Jama and Muzaka Shah have both been implicated, with Jama claiming responsibility, but the prosecution has argued Shah was the real shooter. Mustaf Jama, another gang member, had fled to Somaliland but was eventually captured and returned to the UK. The conviction of Khan not only represents justice for PC Beshenivsky, but also underscores the relentless efforts of law enforcement over the years. Detective Superintendent Mark Bowes lauded the dedication of all involved in the case. Mayor Tracy Brabin expressed hope that this verdict would bring some measure of comfort to Sharon's family, friends, and colleagues. After nearly two decades of uncertainty and pain, the conviction of Piran Ditta Khan offers a significant, though solemn, resolution. In the UK, a merger that could reshape the mobile network landscape is under the microscope. The proposed £15 billion fusion of Vodafone and Three is drawing sharp scrutiny from the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, setting the stage for a high-stakes regulatory showdown over its potential impact on consumers and the market. The CMA's primary concern lies in the fear of a significant reduction in competition, which could lead to higher prices and a dip in service quality for mobile network users across the UK. This apprehension has prompted a decision to launch a more thorough Phase 2 investigation, aiming to dissect the merger's implications with a fine-tooth comb. The spotlight isn't just on the potential downsides for consumers. The authority is also wary of possible cutbacks in investment towards mobile network infrastructure, particularly in the burgeoning 5G technology sector. On the flip side, Vodafone is championing the merger, eyeing an ambitious £11 billion investment in 5G, which they argue could revolutionise connectivity for their customers. However, this stance is met with scepticism and opposition from unions, who decry what they see as a move driven by corporate greed rather than genuine consumer benefit. This clash of perspectives sets a complex backdrop for the merger's journey through regulatory scrutiny. With a Phase 2 probe deadline looming on September 18th, the pressure is mounting for both Vodafone and Three. Analysts are watching closely, predicting that the companies might have to make significant concessions to mollify the CMA's concerns and secure a green light for their merger. As the investigation unfolds, the outcome of this merger could signal a pivotal shift in the UK's mobile network industry, with far-reaching implications for competition, investment, and most importantly, for consumers. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, a funeral home in Hull becomes the centre of a disturbing investigation. Families are left grappling with the news that the remains of their loved ones may never be identified due to the degradation of DNA in the ashes found at legacy independent funeral directors. Humberside Police have disclosed that the ashes of 35 bodies discovered at the facility cannot be identified, plunging numerous families into despair. This revelation is part of an expansive investigation that not only questions the integrity of funeral practices, but now also probes into suspected financial and fraudulent activities linked to the funeral home. In connection with the case, two individuals have been arrested and subsequently released on bail. Amidst this turmoil, authorities are extending their support to the bereaved families and have enlisted the help of the National Crime Agency to ascertain whether the ashes are human. The community's response has been overwhelming since the investigation was initiated on March 6th, with police receiving over 2,000 calls from concerned citizens. These calls have opened up a multitude of inquiries, as officials diligently work to piece together the information and provide some semblance of closure to those affected. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.